At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, Donald Trump is very close to removing DHS Secretary Kristi Noem and her top advisor, Corey Lewandowski, from their positions. No, it's not because they covered up the murder of Alex Preddy and Renee Good. It's not because of the constant missteps with ICE. It's because their affair, their open affair with each other, has become such a drag on the Department of Homeland Security that people around them are complaining. People in the DHS are saying it's utter chaos due to the way that these two operate. Let me introduce you to the players on screen now. Of course, you know DHS Secretary Kristi Noem. She's been all over the TV covering up for ICE every single time they murder a U.S. citizen, they strangle an immigrant to death, or they abuse the rights of both citizens and non-citizens alike. Kristi Noem has been married to Brian Noem for 33 years. Since 1992, Kristi Noem has been married to Brian Noem. This guy on the right is not Brian Noem. This is Corey Lewandowski, Kristi Noem's top advisor who goes everywhere with her. They are entirely inseparable, and he's been married to somebody named Allison Hardy since 2005, which is about 21 years. They met when they were in ninth grade. He was in ninth grade and she was in eighth grade, according to the reports. But now that entire relationship has been nuked, obliterated by the open affair being conducted by Kristi Noem and Corey Lewandowski since before they even got into power. Let me point out, this is the least Christian administration I've ever seen being led by a man who's probably had more affairs than these two have had throughout the past few decades. I'm talking about Trump, obviously. This is also about the 19th scandal that shows every single person in a position of power in this administration is wholly unqualified. Remember in December when we learned that FBI Director Kash Patel, this is different than the DHS, this is the FBI now, Kash Patel on more than one occasion ordered that the security detail protecting his girlfriend escort one of her allegedly inebriated friends home after a night of partying in Nashville. So one more time, Kash Patel would order U.S. security details, like Secret Service that we pay for, to escort home drunk friends in Nashville. Patel's girlfriend, Alexis Wilkins, asked FBI agents on her security team at least two times, including once this spring, to drive her friend home. And agents objected to diverting from their assignments because they're agents who are on an assignment. They are not meant to be Ubers or chauffeurs. Absolutely absurd behavior coming from our FBI. Now let's go back to the DHS, where Kristi Noem and Corey Lewandowski have been causing utter chaos. One of the wildest stories that has come out of this, which we'll talk about in just one moment, is that a Coast Guard pilot was fired by an angry Corey Lewandowski. An angry Corey Lewandowski fired a Coast Guard pilot because he didn't realize that Kristi Noem had left her blanket behind. Then Corey Lewandowski realized they didn't have a way home, so they rehired that same Coast Guard pilot. Imagine serving your country, spending years becoming this sort of pilot, and then being fired because of this silly, dumb affair. Let's jump into the news. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe below. The Wall Street Journal article itself is titled, "A Pilot Fired Over Kristi Noem's Missing Blanket and the Constant Chaos Inside the DHS." It is a very long article that I'll link below. I just want to go through some of the key points that I think are very, very important or pertinent. All right, so a few paragraphs in it says, "Within DHS, Noem and Lewandowski frequently berate senior-level staff, give polygraph tests to employees they don't trust, and have fired employees. In one incident, Lewandowski fired a U.S. Coast Guard pilot after Noem's blanket was left behind on a plane, according to people familiar with the incident. Simmering criticism over the past year for Noem's policies and publicity exploded in Minneapolis, jeopardizing her grip over DHS and putting her standing with Trump on thin ice. Though some in Trump's inner circle have tried to persuade the president to fire Noem and Lewandowski, according to admin officials, he has so far resisted, saying publicly he has no plans to dismiss her. Lawmakers from both parties have been critical. Democrats in Congress are trying to impeach her and demand changes to the department's enforcement mechanisms. We have leverage. We need to continue to double down on this leverage. And to continue here, this says, a bombshell report alleged that the DHS secretary is in a state of constant chaos. Under the leadership of Kristi Noem, the entire department is under constant chaos. The Wall Street Journal cites these sources, who says that Kristi Noem tries to burnish her personal stardom at every turn. Noem has, quote, staged a headline-grabbing immigration crackdown while sidelining rivals and dissenters, the newspaper states. Listen to this. This is where the affair comes into play. It has long been rumored that the secretary and her top advisor, both of whom are married, have engaged in extramarital affair. They have repeatedly denied the allegations, and the secretary has called them a disgusting lie, but they are always side by side, and Trump and his top advisors have been uncomfortable by their closeness, by them allegedly bunkering together, quartering together in odd ways, despite Noem being married for 33 years. And Lewandowski being married for an extra 20 years, the Wall Street Journal nevertheless revives them and reports that, quote, the close relationship had already made Trump and his top advisors uncomfortable, adding that the president had rejected the idea of Lewandowski serving as Noem's chief of staff due to reports of a romantic relationship between the two, which he has continued to bring up, officials say. Really just a Christian administration here, huh? The newspaper reports that Noem moved into a government-owned waterfront house on the military base in Washington, D.C., provided for the head of Coast Guard after tabloid photos of Lewandowski showed him going back and forth between his apartment and Noem's across the street last year, over and over, back and forth. A DHS spokesperson told the Wall Street Journal that Noem had moved to the house for security reasons and that she pays rent at the property, also advising the paper not to waste time with gossip. There's also a rivalry with Tom Homan. This is just some crazy shit right here. The report also alleges a heated personal rivalry between Noem and Trump's border czar, who was sent to Minneapolis to essentially replace Kristi Noem. Quote, Noem has routinely berated staff if she saw Homan on TV and kept track of both of their appearances to make sure she was on TV more. This is actually psychopath. This is psychotic stuff. And at least one occasion, she asked aides to ensure she drew a bigger crowd at a conference than Homan, who was speaking on a different day. There was also a lot of fallout from Minneapolis, of course. I want to show you this video of Senator Fetterman saying that Kristi Noem shouldn't be attacked with these types of sexist remarks, and I want to get your guys' opinion on the other side.
Now, I met with Secretary Noem, and I've always treated her with respect. I met with her in my office, and I refuse, and I never will engage on the kinds of sexist kinds of terms like Ice Barbie from a lot of the left media will use those kind of things. And now I said, hey, I'm a Democrat, and I say, secure our border. Yeah, and deport all of the criminals. Yeah, you know, I think we can sign up on that. And then my friend Katie Britt came to me and said, we want to bring the Laken-Riley bill there. And I'm like, yeah, I was going to be the Democrat to bring that there. And now we the co-sponsor is the Democrat.
Okay, that went on for way too long. But just to go back one moment, you don't know my honest opinion on calling Kristi Noem Ice Barbie? I think that It's probably a bad precedent to start calling every female politician a name based on how she looks. But that being said, Kristi Noem is quite a unique scenario, a unique person in a unique time period that is uniquely bad and has changed her looks in a lot of overt ways. So if somebody says Ice Barbie, I don't think that's inherently sexist, but I don't think that, you know, weaponizing women's looks in politics should be continued past that at all. Brad Palumbo says, it's not sexist to call her Ice Barbie. She literally dresses up in costumes for TV hits and has a higher plastic composition than your average Barbie doll. Build a bridge and get over it if it hurts your feelings. I think that's actually pretty well said. Her behavior invites a lot of the criticism that she gets. I usually try to stick to my policy disagreements with her. But then John Fetterman goes on to talk about how he's friends with Kristi Noem and Katie Britt. You know, if you're trying to work together to fix the country with someone, that's fine. But that is not what Fetterman is doing. Fetterman is cozying up to people like Britt and Kristi Noem while not applying the type of pushback necessary. If he said, listen, I want to have a secure border, but I do not like what is going on with ICE. I will fight day in and day out to make sure that ICE is not abusing the rights of human citizens, and I will push back on Kristi Noem. You know, that would be one thing, but that's not what John Fetterman is saying. Senator Fetterman said, you know, I'm friends with Kristi Noem. You shouldn't attack her. We should listen to her. He had no tension the other way. You're not going to push back on what they're doing? Either way, if you appreciate these videos and if you want to make sure this administration is held accountable in November and even before that, make sure you drop a like and subscribe. We will continue to push back on a daily basis. I think it's absurd that this administration is held to different standards than prior administrations. Could you imagine if Biden had every single secretary at the FBI, at the DHS, at the DOJ, all embroiled in scandals regarding affairs, pedophilia, wasting taxpayers' dollars, more pedophilia and more alleged pedophilia? Could you imagine if Biden had all of this and then Biden himself were posting AI videos of former presidents depicted as gorillas? I mean, it is all absurd and we are going to continue to push back. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video and peace out.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.